Corinthian Colleges, owner of Everest College in Henderson, last week was close to shutting down after the U.S. Department of Education restricted its access to federal student loan dollars. The move was made following complaints that Corinthian's schools falsified student job placement numbers. Corinthian serves about 81,000 students on 107 campuses. Joining us to discuss the future of Corinthian Colleges and Everest College in Henderson is Chris Kirkham. Chris Kirkham is a reporter with the Los Angeles Times. Chris, welcome to the program.
Thanks. Good to be here.
Corinthian Colleges said the education department will allow the company access to $16 million in student aid money as it seeks a buyer for most of its 107 campuses. So how did Corinthian get to this point?
Most of their money comes from the federal government in the form of federal student loans and Pell Grants, which are awarded to low-income students. And this was a pretty good business model for a long time. But then the federal government, starting in about 2010, started to sort of look into some sort of fraudulent behavior that had been alleged at a lot of schools in this sector, and Corinthian was one of them. And so one problem that they ran into was that the number of students, I mean, this was basically a volume business. And so they were able to sort of increase revenues and increase profits by sort of recruiting many more students. But when you're sort of working on volume as a college, a lot of times they ended up recruiting students who were perhaps not prepared, and they also in turn perhaps didn't invest enough in the program so that students would succeed. So they had some very high student loan default rates. I mean, at certain points, you know, more than 30% of some of the students that these schools ended up defaulting on their loans.
Analysts say this deal provides temporary relief, but what this really is appears to be the first step in the ultimate unwinding of the institution. This is a pretty big deal, isn't it?
That's right, yeah. I mean, essentially, the deal that was struck with the federal government sort of allows the company to stay afloat so that the students won't be left in the lurch. You know, because if a company shuts down, if a school shuts down, then it starts this whole process where the government has to sort of refund the money to the students. The students, you know, end up not getting a degree. It's sort of not good for anyone.
Now, federal officials have criticized the for-profit college sector. Why is the government giving these colleges this kind of scrutiny?
Well, I think one of the things that really triggered this and has triggered this over time is that these for-profit sort of trade schools, they've tended to recruit heavily among low-income and minority students who often don't have other options for education. But that leads to sort of questions about the business model for these schools, because those students rely heavily on this federal aid I've been talking about, on student federal loans, federally backed loans, and grants. And so essentially, this is a major federal investment in a private industry.
How much money is Corinthian getting at this point from the federal government?
Last year, they received more than $1 billion from the federal government in Title IV money, which is federal student loan and grant money. It's right around $1 billion. In previous years, it was definitely more than $1 billion. The revenues have shrunk as their enrollments have gone down, so it may be a little less than $1 billion or a little more, but right in that range.
Chris Kirkham is a reporter with the Los Angeles Times. Chris, thanks very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.